Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you with peace, so much more in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man, it's happening throughout up to the hour 8. The name of the show is Thursday Live. Thank you so much for joining us, of course. Thank you to Johan Els. Oh, yes, man. You know, goodwill will get us very far as a nation. Goodwill, you know, will get us very far as a nation. Continue, Johan, to be an ambassador of goodwill. May the Father grace you with so many more years. All right, I'll be touching base with the Apostle Phumla Mfene, and I think she's still in Cape Town. And of course, also, I'll be talking to Pastor Makam. Pastor Makam, I think, is in Mpumalanga, and also, Pastor Green is here in Gauteng with me. He's in Ekuruleni, Daveyton Benoni. That's where he is. And we will be touching base with him. Now, the lady I'm playing now, I knew her through a group when I was just a boy. She's 65 now, 64. Her name is Olita Adams. When I was a boy, she used to do a song that was called Woman in Chains. You know, this was about the rights of women, the oppressions of women, the scourge of women annihilation in those times. And those were the early 90s, I think. Yeah. And she did a song with them called Woman in Chains. It's a beautiful song indeed. But I didn't realize this until maybe some years later on when I listened to her and I realized, man, this is the child of the Most High. This woman is reborn, saved. And then she sings about the limb of the Most High. Listen.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Olita Adams there. Worthy is the Lamb, the name of the song. We trust the Father is doing you well, man. I always open with some beautiful songs, beautiful renditions. You know, songs that don't exclude anyone. Anyone can listen to this song, whether you're Zulu, or whether you're Sotho, or whether you're... Anyway, let me welcome Fundis Makam. Makam, do man.
Fundis Makam.
Minjano.
Ngiphukile mfundisi.
Ikona ikonweni.
Ah, na iphukile man, nami ngiqeda ukufika ekhaya manje.
Kumnandi bakuphekele, bakuphekele kumnandi bhuti wami.
Eh, mfundisi wami.
Ungena
ngezi. Ungena ngoba uma ngibuya bangiwelcome ngenye indlela.
Ya, ba bakwelcome nangamakomisha amasha. Ay,
baba. La wabekwa labafundisi.
Angithi umfundisi lawe. umfundisi we denomination lawe. Angithi umfundisi babekele nina. Hey makama.
Angithi phela kunale commission special le ibekelwa umfundisi.
Yini
nobabo lapha ekhaya kayithinti.
Mara kanti thina why singazitholi lezo zinto lezo mara.
Mina angazi awubona abafundisi bangafunwa kanje. Ngoba phela uma afikile umfundisi kuphuma leya nkomishi leyana.
Lehlale
ifihliwe.
Bastowed labafundisi, man.
Hayi, yabo mama yibo bastowed. Angithi
baba bekhaya. Ngoba nkomishi afihliwe. Angithi why baphuza ngamakomishi afihliwe? Angithi bane discernment. Test every spirit. Awu, uyabona ukuthi la kudelelwa ubaba wala uyangena uyahabula itiye wena. Ukhabula nani wena? Why wenzela izinto ezifavor wena? Ukhabula nani lapho? Yitiye ngempela le lalihabulayo lapho.
Angithi mfundisi kusuka ku faith discernment.
Ho, akusungumfundisi loyo.
Ah, loyo uzothini mfundisi angithi title phela.
Hayi umbhemi loyo, umbhemi straight. Hayi, itsotsi. Itsotsi leyo akusungumfundisi.
Yeah, no, ngiyabingelela mrutu wami mana ngibingelela opasa Pumla Apostle Pumla Mfene, o Pastor Green David Tony, and ngibingelele ibandla likaBaba ngegama likaBaba uNkulunkulu angafuni ivoti yena yedwa. Ithuna lahluleka kumvana
nokumbamba.
Yazi lali lokho lugwenya bo Abraham, lugwenya bo Jacob. Uthe wafika nje yena.
Lagwenya nabo babethu.
Ah, ubami nje kudala lamgwenya 40 hey, something years.
Hey madoda.
Manje liqeda kunithethela umamami.
Hey madoda.
Akasabuya. Hey, yazi le thuna ledele. Yazi ligwenya nabo Shembe, ligwenya nabo Lhanyana.
Angazi.
Nabo TB Joshua.
Angazi, yazi. Ah ngempela no TB Joshua limgwenyile.
Nama sebambeke esontweni kodwa uma ungafika se uyisithunzela nje. Limgwenyile. Bamfihlele esontweni abe idol.
Oh ngagcina siyoshutha lapha khumbula dala mara SABC 3
yes.
I think Pumla will remember when people were flocking there and especially now white people were flocking there to go and be healed and they came back they came back not being healed
babe healer vele
they came back not healed
being healed amen ngiyabonga ngiyabonga umusho kanjalo ngoba phela kuya actwa but uma usuka nomuntu angempela egula ngempela
ho
acting iyaphela
kanti usho nini ay asiyekeni ngibungelele the apostle Pumla Mfene she's on the line greetings to you apostle are you still in Cape Town
no I'm back I'm in Gauteng
you flew back You know,
yes, sir.
You remind me of my former boss, Stembiso Maseko, the guy who really taught us about television, me, Zanele, and Tennis and Ligete, and Sipho Kaleni, and Sister Blaze. He taught us about radio. He taught us about television. And we were always in a plane every second day. We were always in a plane. And when you hear that there's a plane that fell, what, you quickly check if Ray and Maseko were not in that plane now. Because they frequent. So Pumla is frequenting these days. So we need to pray every time. Every second day when she flies, we need to pray for her.
Amen.
That she arrives safely and deliver the message of the apostle.
Amen.
In the places. Are you well, though, Pumla?
No, I'm well by God's grace. I'm well and kept. And greetings to you, to Ntatema Kamu, our pastor, and to Pastor Green, and to all our wonderful, beautiful listeners out there.
Thank you so much for gracing us with your presence, and we really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And tonight we are talking about the need for discipleship. You know what? I was attending a course. I think Pumla knows Theo Volmarans, ne? You know Theo Volmarans?
Yeah.
In Kempton Park. So there's this guys from America. My wife said, "No, man, let's go there." She took leave, and then we started to attend those courses there. And amazingly, now when I open our schedule, I see we need to talk about discipleship, and it was so much emphasized today in that training in Kempton Park. Now, the need for discipleship, this is very important, and many people would say, then what is discipleship? Because many people know disciplinary, but they don't know discipleship. You know, they know that, hey, I'm going to be taken to a disciplinary hearing, but they don't know discipleship. And to a great extent, discipleship has been, kicked under the carpet, because discipleship also involves the shaping of character. And it involves also the molding of a life view, a perspective. It also grooms a person or a personality. That's discipleship. The acquisitions of norms and values, and those things which are good for observing the norms of propriety. And to be able to live a fulfilling life, one needs discipleship. That's why kids go to school for 12 years. Yeah. Because they are being discipled into a particular world order. And when you look at us also, you'd see that these things were copied from the Father, even though they were perverted. But the Father talks about true discipleship as to what it is even all about. The shaping, the molding, the building, the education of the child of the Most High, Yahweh Elohim, that they become that which the Father desires them to be, and that they are able to actualize themselves and to reach their fullest potential through the notion of who they are. And they're able to experience self-actualizations, you know, the satisfaction of reaching a destiny. Discipleship is all about that. And discipleship comes in many forms. Those who are playing soccer would understand that the glamour of the weekend match is preceded by rigorous training during the week. And then others are disqualified to play on that match because there is a level of fitness that they have not reached. And because of that, you find that there are programs that they go through, and all that is discipleship. At work, this thing which they call in-service training is a form of discipleship because there's a particular perspective, life view, a particular discipline that is needed, perhaps maybe to take your office to a higher level. That is what it is all about. And then the word says quite a lot with regards to this. And my question is, do we still hear people talking about discipleship in our churches? Or we are just told about membership acquisition? And how much do you earn? Where do you work? How much do you earn? That is never left out. But when it comes to discipleship, much is not done.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
657 AM Radio Pulpit, and we are talking about discipleship. My name is Ray, and I'm hanging out with the Apostle Phumla Mfene, and also Muruti Makamu, and very soon I think we will be hearing from Pastor Green, and we are talking about the need for discipleship, the importance of it. Now, I'm looking into the word. Psalm 94, verse 15 says, but judgment will return to righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Discipleship is when judgment returns to righteousness. In other words, it's when one's life views are returned back to the righteousness of the Father. Therefore, one's life views become a mode and form of righteousness. The manifestation of righteousness in one's life view or one's value judgments return to the righteousness of the Father. It's like a U-turn, 180 degrees. Now, we also see this in Jeremiah 2 verse 2. He says, go and cry in the hearing of Jerusalem, saying, thus says the Elohim, I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your betrothal, when you went after me in the wilderness, in a land not sown. Discipleship is when one is really going for the Father. You go for the Father. The Father looks at you and says, you went after me. It's when one follows the Father. It is when one follows in the ways of the Father. That is discipleship. That is what we are talking about today. And one acquires the ways of the Father as their own. That is discipleship. I'm not talking about people being acclimatized into a denomination or a church. I'm talking about people who basically come into the notion of the Father and they are after the Father. Say David's, but he's a man after Yahuwah's own heart. In other words, he seeks the Father. He always is running after the Father. He always is following in the footsteps of the Father. Lovingly so, willingly so, passionately so, devotedly so. To learn from him, to hear from him, to be led by him, to also be instructed by him, to be nurtured by him, to be commanded by him. That is discipleship on the path of David. And this made the Father to say, I love this man. Why? Because the Father sees himself when he looks at David. He sees his ways, his commandments, his judgments. He sees his purity. He sees his strength, his power. He sees his zeal. He sees his faith when he looks at David. So the Father looks at David and he loves what he sees because that is what he is. David has become, you know, characterized according to the Father. That is discipleship, to be characterized according to the Father. Through training, through molding, through rebuke, through correction. That is also through commandments, instruction. That is discipleship. Another aspect of it, it says in Hosea chapter 6 verse 3, let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Elohim. Discipleship is to know and to pursue the knowledge of the Elohim, which means to run after him, to pursue. Kikutibisa. Ukijimisa. Ikutusumisa. Finish on me. Ukijimisa. And that is what it is all about. We see that much at the times. And one can say, then it says, let us know. This is Hosea 6:3. Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Elohim. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter rain and former rain to the earth. It means he will grace us with his presence, which to us shall be an honor, the manifestation of his mercies and his goodness upon our lives. That is what discipleship is all about. What do you think discipleship is all about? Mfundisi Makamu, usese khona, ngibona uthethe namhlanje. Uthulile.
Ngikhona mfundisi wami.
Kumnandi kha.
Yeah.
Kumnandi kha.
Hawu baba. Fudumele.
Yeah. Ukuthi mhlambe nawe ushaya lezi zinto zabazalwane zakudala. It's good to be here. It's nice to be here, but
it's nice to be here.
It's good to be here.
Kumnandi ukuba la.
Yeah. No, I can't indlela. Kufanele kube mnandi mngani wami. Now, when we are talking, and mfundisi, uyeke le nto ukungibuza ukuthi usese khona mfundisi. Angithi awusisa ngoma ngithi.
Yeah.
Ngiyabonga. Now, when we talk about discipleship and the need for discipleship, ingabe these days in the churches, people are still seeking after it, or people don't want discipleship at all. What do you say, Makamu?
Mfundisi wami, discipleship isuke yalahlekela endleleni.
Why?
Reason. Kusuke kwabana kwalahleka imeaning yokuthitsha phakathi kwebandla.
Problem.
Kungasathitshwa ebandleni kuthina sithitsha sithini. Ngoba number one, umuntu kumele athitshe. I can teach only by words, but teach also by action in life. Yeah. In gospel, mfundisi, in secular school is it different? In secular school, you did not do as I'm telling you, not as I do. But la, kule nkonzo ka Christ, yithi yenza njengoba ngenza ngoba mina ngi imitator of Christ. Ngiyamthanda uDavid uma adisciple umfana wakhe uSolomon. The Bible says ukuthi na uma uyibuka lapha na ku 1 Kings chapter 2. Into yokuqala uDavid ayikhulumanga. Uthi lapha na verse 2, my time to die has come, but be confident
and determined. And do what the Lord your God orders you to do. Obey all his laws and the commands as written in the law of Moses, so that wherever you go, you may prosper in everything you do. If you obey him, the Lord will keep his promise he made when he told me that my descendants will always rule Israel as long as they are careful to obey his commandments. So, u disciple umfana wakhe to follow indlela le yena. Ngoba we have to remember David. The Bible says that David was a man after God's heart. So, ayisho ukuthi David was a perfect. It was a man after God's heart. So, impila bekayiphila. Noma kube khona lawo ma sport nyana lawo lapho esingawakhomba. But David, why him? Thando uNkulunkulu wayemsaba uNkulunkulu kangokuba impilo yakhe noma sekuvela isono wayekwazi kubuyela asike arepent athi baba ngikonile. Then when his time to die came, the Bible says ukuthi na uhlala nomfana wakhe athi mfana wami, in order for you ubonile ukuthi ngibuse uIsrayeli 40 years yonke ngiyibuse.
Yeah,
and ngiyibusile ngibusa uyibhekile.
Yeah.
Ama mistake futhi uwabonile ungasandluli kuwo.
Mm.
But indlela yokuphila uma ubona ukuba successful. David is one man wabusa uIsrael.
Yeah.
Wa subdua ama enemies wonke wakhe. Yeah. Wa subdua ahlala phansi kwakhe.
Wonke.
Then ufundise umfana wakhe ukuthi in order for you ukuthi ube successful kwalomsebenzi uhlala kuwo, kumele umesaba uNkulunkulu. Number one, saba uNkulunkulu. Then discipline, uyamdisciple kangokuba he want to build a man who will be like him David. Then ukudisciple la ebandleni mfundisi wami, to build a replica izofana no Christ, ayizofana nomakamu. Eh, ngoba la uma wathi mangenzi umuntu sifundise umuntu azofana nomakamu. Umakamu mhlambe ushaya umfazi. Umakamu mhlambe onawo ama roll on. Umakamu mhlambe unezinto zakhe anazo. But la kumele kudisciple umuntu azofana no Christ. Nani any disciples I must be a man engimfunayo uNkulunkulu, engimthandayo uNkulunkulu, engimkhonzayo. Isono masingilandi manje ngokuthi mina I go after sin, but isono masize sizo ngithinta hayi ngokuthi mina ngimi ngihambayo, kube yimi ngihambayo, ngihamba ngiqale izinto as a human being. Uyalesele kunomehluko umuntu ahamba acela ikhiya, kunomehluko nomuntu wokuthina isikhiya yiso sizayo sizocela yena. Uyalesele. So ikudisciple ukwenza umuntu azofana noChrist. And labantu uJesu abatshelayo kuMatthew chapter 28 athi hambani nenza abantu bonke abafundi. Number one, uhlale nabo phansi wabafundisa ukuthi uphila kanjani. UJesu uma eza uze ngama-dimension ayinyama, aze awuNkulunkulu, aze ayikho konke lokhu. Then la kwenyama la uzela kuzobonisa thina ukuthi it is possible ukuyiphila impilo. That is the reason uma uSathana eza kuye ezaphendula la mathi abe ukudla, uyakwazi uJesu ukuthi na umuntu akaphili ngesinkwa kuphela kodwa nangamazwi wonke aphuma emlonyeni kaBaba, umphendula ngezwi but usenyameni. So la ufundisa thina ukuthi it is possible ukuthi uyinyama uwina inyama leyo ifunayo ukuthi udlise inkwa. It is possible ukuthi uhlangana nomfazi eSamaria kodwa ungawahambi usebenzisa ama-ball pen ukuthi uzobhala ngawo. It is possible ukuthi na ube nomuntu azofika awukhafulela but ubuyeke uphila ube umuntu. So the disciple lento uJesu abeka yena akabafundisa ngempilo yakhe in a physical life, not just in a spiritual life. Abafundisa ngempilo yakuthi ngimi lo bukani mina ngoba mina ngibuke ubaba. Kungakho umpostolo Paul uma afundisa uTimothy. Uthi Timothy ku 2 Timothy chapter 2. Uthi Timothy iverse lengathi verse lesibili. Uthi Timothy le information lempilo le lesukuntrust ngayo. Be diligently to entrust them to the reliable people. Ngoba bakhona abantu bokuthi uba entrusta ngento kodwa labantu la abekho reliable. Ba right to take information, bathatha information, babe ne-information igcwale ukuthi uma ume naye iBhayibheli ukutshela ngalo Genesis to Revelation ukutshela amavesi futhi uma awakhipha nje angeke ulunga. But uma se uya kwempilo yakhe akasayiphili le nto lela ayikhulumayo, uyinye into and le nto lelapho yilahla ukuthi integrity yakhe, ngoba integrity is about words, meshing, action. So umuntu asekalahlekelwa lapho. So uthi umkhosi wabo, make sure ukuthi nezi ulitholile, you pass on to reliable people. And labantu bazoba reliable. Abantu uzobahlola ukuthi labantu ba-reliable, ukuthi nabo bazondlulisa ukuthi impilo le iphilwayo kuphila kanje. Uma uhamba noNkulunkulu ufundisa kanje, awufundisi kuphela ngokuthatha i-chalk ubonise umuntu umtshela umshumayeza umshumayeza, then uma sekufika isikhathi uthi hey ndoda, emva kwale kholelo kunendoda, angisiwumuntu nje ngiyashaya nokushaya njengoba ngibona, kodwa impilo yakho yona kube yiyo yokuthina umuntu ungakakhulumi. Uthi uqala ukukhuluma already umuntu uqedile ukuthi lo muntu lona umuntu kaNkulunkulu. That is how we disciple. But manje silahlekelwa iminingi ngoba silahlekelwa nendaba yokuthi asikwazi kwasuka kwakhethwa abantu enkonzweni sathi lo ume kahle lona, lo usebenza kahle SABC, lo onemali eningi, lo ufemas uyiselela. Asimthatheni simbeke la abe umfundisi azokwazi ukuthi na esontweni lakhe kuzoshesha kugcwala, ngoba sesigijimisa lezo zinto lezi la. Then lo muntu lola uma sekambile laphaya ikarekta yakhe njengoba ngangisho last week ukuthi na umuntu uma inkaba enganqunywanga ikarekta ifika ivuke, ivuka umile epulpithi uyashumayela uzethethe indoda ngoqhela ngempamo.
Yeah, I hear you.
Ngiyakuzwa lona.
Ngiyakuzwa
ngoqhela ngempamo manje. Sekwenze njalo.
Ngiyakuzwa makam. Welcome to it. We trust the Father is doing you well and gracing you with his presence in a mighty way. 657 Radio Pulpit it is. My name is Ray. Thursday Live, the name of the show. I'm hanging out with Pastor Green. I'm hanging out with the Apostle Phumla Mfene. I'm hanging out with Mfundisi Makamu. And, of course, we are touching this very issue of the need for discipleship. And let me bring this to you, Apostle. When we talk about the need for discipleship, this is the need for character molding, the need for a person to be shaped up in order that they may emulate the calling that is upon them. Remember the word where it says, make your calling and election for sure, or make it sure. Make your election and calling sure. And it is about that. But much of the times, this is something that many people really are not keen into following it. Now, this is just amazing. I'm looking at John chapter 12, verse 42. Nevertheless, even amongst the rulers, many believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put to death. You could see the discipleship that was taking place even amongst the people secretly, it is the shaping of a faith also that people believe more and more unto the Father. And it is also the inculcation of the morality of being a child of the Most High. And then as to what it means to be the child of the Father, the living Father, and what it means to be born of the Spirit of the Father, and the shaping also of ways of conduct. This is what it should be. What say you, Apostle?
That's a powerful one, but highly neglected. Because, you know, there's this danger when people come, salvation is the first part, you know, first stage. Obviously, entry point, entry level, is salvation. But the mistake that we often do is that once people are saved, we assume that they will find their way, you know, in terms of the word of the Lord. We expect them to automatically know how to pray. We expect them to automatically shun evil. We expect them to automatically resist sin. We expect them to automatically grow and mature. But that's not how it's done. And at the end of the day, when people who are just newly saved or newly born again, they commit certain blunders. How can this person do this? But I want us to actually look at something, more especially in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and 3. Because before we read the word of the Lord, I want us to bring to our attention that, you know, before we were born again, we were accustomed to a life of sin. So sin was like a second nature. It was normal to sin. You know, na kongoza na lomakala jo, when people baitan tote di mtedi tosang, when they commit serious sins and baitan tote di wicked, we get shocked. How can muto aitan tote so? But it is normal because the man, the Bible says you are born unto sin. So therefore, hoba easy horu muto, gravitated towards sin. But now the word of the Lord in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and 3, it says, and you were dead in your trespasses as sins, in which you once walked following the course of this world and the prince of the power of the air, and the spirit that is now at work in the sons of obedience, amongst whom all of you lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out our desires of the flesh and of the mind. So when we are sinners, like as I indicated, it is normal to sin. Then our pulosa again. But also to pulosa, vele the pilabono pila mole fatin. It was normal to party. I care on a level to Friday, about to be you come a high, but about where in the evening, several little lapong. But then when, if it's a sinful nature, you desire totally fast, you are passionate about the things of the world, you are controlled by the lust of the flesh. It is normal. But when we come to Christ, there's a need for such individuals to be discipled, to be taught how to live this new life. Now, I want us to go also to the second scripture in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. The word of the Lord declares that, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Now, people might know that they are new creatures, but they might not even know how to live and behave as new creatures. And the Bible says, behold, all things have passed away, and all things have become new. Now, when the word of the Lord declares that we are new creatures in Christ, then it means we need to be taught how to live a life worthy of the gospel, how to live a life, Christ, we need to follow him, but we can't if we are not taught. So therefore, mentorship becomes very critical. We need teachers, you know, who will take us by our hands and say, this is how it is done. And they should do it step by step. You know, just a practical example I want to give here. We would always have intercession. I love intercession. So even if I'm not leading intercession, I want to be part of the intercession. So now on this particular day, this lady will lead the intercession. And then as she's leading intercession, there are new people in the church. So she can recognize that some of them, they're not abarapeli or bonaba bamulebende. So when everybody is praying, that these few individuals that are not praying, and And then he comments and he says, Mazalwane, this is intercession. We need to pray. But like Ezra say, we don't realize that people that have been born again, new babes in the Lord, they need to be taught even right from how to pray. Remember that certain individuals, they were not accustomed in prayer. And it's normal for them.
Sure.
Now, when they come to the house of the Lord, they're not familiar with this new way of doing things.
Mm.
So for them to be familiar, then it will take us to teach them. This is when the issue of discipleship comes in. Then we teach them, number
yes.
one, studying how to pray. You know, it's easy to assume more about what
there
are people, the very first time, but when a baby is when they came to the house of the Lord, so when you are there in front of a preacher, you'll say, can you open our Bible in the book of Genesis? Somebody might not even literally know where Genesis is.
Yeah.
So this is where discipleship comes in. When people need to be taught step by step that this is how we pray, this is how we read the Bible, and the Bible has so many books, started from Genesis, so forth and so forth, so that people can begin to grow and have a whole, then they're able to do what has been done to them, to others. So we are not able, because another advantage of your discipleship is that you are then able, for what you have received, you pass it on.
So, yeah.
But because these people have come into our flock and into the household of the Lord, they were not taught.
Mm.
Then they also have nothing to pass on to other people that comes in. So you then find that in a church, we have a lot of people that love God so much, but they don't know how things are done. They don't know how to translate the Jean. There's just confusion, but people need to be discipled, they need to be taught, so that they can also mature. It's a process. Maturity and growth, spiritual growth, it's a process, and it will take somebody who will be able to say, look, I'm here, I'm your buddy, let's walk this journey together.
Hmm. Absolutely. When we talk about discipleship, we talk about that, and much of the words I would hear, it's introduction into the ways of holiness, orientations into the means of holiness. It's just amazing also, teaching the basics when one becomes saved and is grown in the feeding of the young until they grow and sprout and be strong. It's amazing when we look into those very aspects. Indeed, it's amazing when we look into those very aspects. It's just amazing. And one of the things that I've also come to realize with discipleship, and I'll go to Pastor Green, one of the things that I've come to realize with discipleship is also that it is about creating an understanding which had been brought on by a dullness. When Christ was discipling his disciples, you can see that in Matthew 15, verse 16. So Yahusha says, are you also still without understanding? You know, it is to bring understanding also into the people. And Christ basically went on to make them understand, is to remove the dullness that has come with worldliness, so that people can be able to understand the things of the Father, which are spiritually discerned. Pastor Green, let me bring this to you. Greetings and welcome to the show. We are touching base on this, the issue of discipleship. What comes to mind?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is Pastor Ray in the mighty name of Jesus. And greetings to all our listeners tonight. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Amen.
Greetings to our Pastor Mokamo and our apostle on the platform, and every other servant of God who is listening tonight. Greetings in Jesus' name. The Lord bless us all tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Pastor Ray, here by us it's raining, but we continue.
Yeah.
The topic tonight, the need for discipleship. Hallelujah. Pastor Ray, there's a great need for discipleship. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Because discipleship You know, it works differently from different ways. Mm. It extends the kingdom of God. It extends the church, hallelujah. Mm. And also, it helps the person that we the disciple for the Lord, hallelujah.
Mm.
Now, when I look at this word, disciple, Pastor Ray, this word disciple, it comes from the word discipline. Mm. In other words, when you are a disciple, you are disciplined, hallelujah.
Mm.
You are disciplined. And in the churches today, we need discipleship because you know the situation in our churches in the time that we live. There is a lot of discipleship needed, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
I have a verse that I want to read, Pastor Ray, a few verses, hallelujah. I just want to go to it quickly. In the book of John chapter 8, I'm reading from the New King James Version. My Bible says in verse 31, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. In other words, if you abide in the word of God, you are the disciples, because the word of God will discipline you. The word of God will teach you. The word of God will show you what to do. Verse 32 say, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Mm.
This is where the people had a problem, Pastor Ray. Because people have justified themselves. They have thought that they are right. They have thought that everything is right with them. So when Jesus said to them, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, they didn't understand what Jesus is saying to them.
Mm.
Now in verse 33, the Bible says they answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? They didn't understand what Jesus is saying because they were not disciplined, Pastor Ray.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Remember, there can be people in the church that are born again but not disciplined. There can be people that worship God but they are not disciplined. That's why Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 21, not everyone who say to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of God, but those who do the will of my Father. Mm. So this, also this verse, when I see it, these people had a problem. They thought everything is right. They thought because they are Father Abraham's descendants, they thought that they are not in bondage. But Jesus have tried to explain them. Already Jesus said, if my word abide in you, then you are truly my disciples. Now let us read verse 34 quickly. Verse 34 say, Jesus answered them, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits a sin is a slave of sin. Whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. Hallelujah. These people did not understand that when you do sin, because they were doing sin the way they want to do it, but they did not understand that they are in bondage. They thought that everything is right because they are the descendants of Father Abraham. So Jesus tried to explain them. In verse 35, Jesus said, a slave does not abide in the house forever, but the son abides forever. In other words, a slave will go. He will not stay, but the son will stay. Why will the son stay? Because the son is disciplined.
Mm.
The son has accepted to be a child of the house.
Mm.
But the slave is not disciplined. The slave can go and do the way he want and come the way he want. In verse 36, Jesus said, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. In other words, if Jesus said to them, if I make you free, you will be free indeed. You will be disciplined. You will be a son of the house. You will be a disciple. You will be part. Hallelujah. And I want to say again, like I said earlier, Pastor Ray, the book of Matthew chapter 7, 21. Not everyone who say, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but those who do the will of the Father. In other words, those that are disciplined. Those who know the way. Those who are doing what the word of God tells them to do.
Mm.
So in the churches today, Pastor Ray, discipleship is important. We need it, hallelujah. We need it, hallelujah. There's no way that we can escape it. We need discipleship in every church. We need discipleship in our generation that we are living. We need discipleship in our nation. We need discipleship. People need to be disciplined so that we can worship God with spirit and truth. God bless you, Pastor, and we will continue.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate Pastor Green. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. The need for discipleship these days, are we dodging it? Maybe one should ask also that question. Are we dodging discipleship in the churches? Tell us if there is a very, very good program of discipleship in your church and what it does for you.
Join us on our journey to find joy in everyday situations. Listen to Bertha LaRue Thursdays from 9 a.m. on Radio Pulpit 657 a.m.
All right, let me read this one. It's from Paul Wilkinson and says, greetings to you, Pastor Ray, and the ministers chosen to share the platform tonight. It is always a great joy to come from a long day at work and become still and listen to your show. You really are a great blessing to me and many other brothers and sisters in Christ. May God always bless you and your family. Thank you so much, Paul. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty and the honor. You and I, Paul, are learning together from the Father. The Spirit of the Father in you, the Spirit of the Father in me, we are learning together and we give him all the glory. Thank you for listening. I really, really, really appreciate this.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
All right, let me come back to you, Mfundisi Makamo, when we touch the very aspect of discipleship. And let me read this. Discipleship, look, it has conditions. Discipleship teaches us to follow Christ, to forsake everything that was a stumbling block to us, and to follow Christ. In Matthew chapter 16:24, then Yahushua says to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, that's discipleship, to come after Christ, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Discipleship is to follow Christ and to leave everything behind and to start afresh with Christ. What say you there?
Yeah, even this one. Discipleship is to leave everything. That is why we are thinking of the Swami Kutuna. It's discipleship in Sunday. Yes, Sula. Ngoba, we presented ourselves as Christ. Kunga abantu namaseba gula. Abakwazi ukuzithandazela. They must come to me. No, Makam. We must go. Ba. Even if I'm a babiza, I'm a babiza. Elam. Muntu ashlang, muntu usula. Kutuna. Uma agula abizwa abiza igama likaNkulunkulu simfundisa ukuthi hayi uma ugula wena biza nje umakamo then umakamo ke azokuthandazela and we forget ukuthi na ikhetheni lelalanga uKhristu bekabethele ladabuka ukuze noma ubani unegunya lokuthi angaya kuHolo of Holies then we are not discipling people to Christ, we are discipling people to ourselves. And manje kuna lokhu kunxakayo kuna lesintilwane mfundisa ngazi uyasazi sikhona lekithi le elwandle lakithi le emaphutu le ocean Indian Ocean
yeah
ihlala emanzini igama la sibale inkalankala
oh inkalankala le junk crab
eh
yeah lokhu kuhamba ama side
hamba le side lesasibane
yeah
uma sibona asihambe straight
mhm.
One day, sangene meeting in abantwana bazo. Bantwana bami, angithandi indlela nahamba ngayo. Angithandi indlela nahamba ngayo. Ngicela ukuthi na, uma nahamba nibo hamba straight. Bathi mama, uthi sihambe straight kanjani? Athi nahambe straight kanje. Kanti bathi mama, angikawa hambi straight. Athi no, nina hambani straight. And look, kungihlula ngokuthi na, uthola umuntu ufuna kufundisa umuntu ukuthi aphila impilo kaKristu yena okwakhe akekho kuChrist, yena okwakhe uphila impilo ingahlangene noChrist, udla ngenkaba njengoba ngangisho last week ukuthi ngapha uphethe impurampura enkulu ibhalwa amavesi namatasters wonke akhona la kuye la. But when it comes to life ayiphilayo le ngaphandle le skies uma ngaphandle uma la esontweni la umprofeti Jeremiah uJothamu ubanibani uma ala esontweni kodwa uma le ngaphandle le uskies uJoe uJack you understand impilo ayiphilayo iyaphambana ayiphilayo. Then kuba nokunye sokufika ekunxaka futhi mfundisi wami kwalokho engikubonayo namhlanje kwevangeli lethu. Kunalabo abizwa ukuthi ama spiritual father.
Hey wena.
Uthola ukuthi na mfundisi wami uRay waziwa ireputation yakhe iyasabiwa iSouth Africa yonke. You understand?
Yeah.
But manje asuka ayoba nomntwana abathi umakamu lo. Angikhulumi ngomunye umakamu umfundisi wami. Angithi ngikhuluma ngomakamu lo. Lo uyini?
Ngiyakuzwa.
You understand?
Yeah.
Then uRay lona waziwa ukuthi na ubaba uhloniphekile. Then ayoba nomntwana bathi athi umakamu uRay's my spiritual father. But uma ubuke impilo kamakamu nempilo kalo azifani. Never think about Christ. UChrist uma khuluma kuMatthew kuJohn chapter 8 uthi whatever ngintshela yona yileyi ubaba wayezontshela yona.
Yeah.
Lapha kuMatthew chapter 8 kuna lapho uThomas akhuluma kuchapter 13 uThomas athi kuChrist ngicela usubonise ubaba. Athi uChrist usho kanjani ukuthi ufuna ukubona ubaba kanti uyangibona?
Yeah.
Uma ubone mina ubona ubaba ngoba icharacter ayilethayo uChrist icharacter kababa. Then uRay uwaziwa eSouth Africa yonke ukuthi uRay umuntu uhloniphekile. Then ngapha sekuphela umakamu ngapha esayithini ungini. Uma ubuka impilo kamakamu uyayibona ukuthi ayikhona. Hayikhona. Yini mkhulu. But loko ngikhombile ukuthi noma sengifuna kwenza imvuselelo ukuthi bagcwale. Ngihamba ngilanda isithombe sekaRay nginamathisela wonke namaprofesa awunayo lawa la. Beze bazogcwala abantu. Ngoba bazi ukuthi uRay unomntana awumakamu. Understand into ifana nale. Then iyamxhusa lento le. Kanti what is a spiritual father? When you say to Ray is my father, think about it. You are in the parent and parent and parent. You are a disciple, or a kuna or a kuna lang so disciple. Understand? If I say to this man is my father, I am saying to him, whatever that I do, give me a kwalo, give fana nalo. Because I was in Jakuti Zalekat. I was.
Bambela po slob. Bambela po skesi fagabanye. Asbing a little talu. Talu.
Tabula la tatungen. Tibuza na bifu di sape studio.
Alleluia.
Amen. Tatangi di kalufunda le versu ngu Proverbs 19. Iti who Proverbs 19 verse 17. Whoever is generous to the poor. Thanks to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed. Discipline your son, for there is no hope to do. Set your heart on putting him to death. Listen to advice and accept instruction, that you may be given wisdom in the future.
Yeah.
May are the plans in the mind of men, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. What is desired in a man is steadfast love. And a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of the Lord leads to life, and whoever it is rest satisfied will not be spirited by harm. Tata ngiyabulela into engifuna ichaza apha uthetha ngediscipline ngibili tata libe nginokuqala
discipleship yes
ngediscipline ibalulekile nyani
discipleship
yiphi ileta wonileyo ubuze igqobo te indiroma lapha wanda wabenisa kanje
discipleship
kuchuda awugwetha ngumuntu ugweba wena
discipleship yeah
and then at the same time it is the fear of the Lord leads to life and whoever has it rests satisfied he will not be visited by harm so which means that xa usibethile wena uthi xa kubenze isigobile angeke uphinde ubethe ngithixo ngoba uthixo ubona ukuthi isigobile masenze umzekelo uDavide wathatha umkamntu awugqiba wamlala awugqiba wathatha umntu lo mnikazi umfazi wambeka phambili emfazweni wafa ekuseni kwakhe wamngena uNathani uyafika uzomxela hey Davide uyazi ukuthi kunendoda apha ithe enye negusha eyi-1 yena negusha eziyi-15 uthe bayigqiba apho waba nezitha zezawu zakwakhe wayeka nje eyakhe imfuyo uthatha le yi-1 yalo mfo acaphuka uDavide lo muntu ufuna ubulawa kubantu makabulawe lo muntu onjalo athi uNathani nguwe loyo wenzani kuDavide wadlisa waba nendlela ezingaka engashiphi engathi abasebenzi bakhe bambizela ukuthi azotya azosela newine akavumi utya akavumi ukwenza anything akavasa kodwa uthe wawusweleka lo mntana wabamxele umntana uswelekile wathi okay wavuka washepha waba uyawela back to normal so into endithoke ukuzisola kumnandi more than ugweba ngoba xa ugweba ithi ibhayibhile ugweba ogweba ngalo nawe uyawugwetshwa ngalo ndiyabulela tata
enkosi tata ngiyabonga kakhulu. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. MK, just after this.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
MK says, good evening, pastors. Matthew 23, verses 4. Church politics distract discipleship because of hypocrisy. Yeah? Church politics distract discipleship because of hypocrisy. That is MK there.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, Punis Makamu, Boketelela.
Yeah, in Punis Makamu. Mina banking, I took a new car coming up to you. The Banjan, you can't get me. If I took it long time, Babam, Uri. Mina, the Panana, Uri. And again, Fuzile, Nako Kong. You understand? General Benisham Fundi, I require good in Jess Alecat. I require good in a Gunda and the Togalos Alain. Ubu come up and Jalapa, the Poko Vangela Kong Fundi, Vangel. No man about Quenzani. La, 95% of Bandabas of Fumala, a band only don't Vangel. Abafangeli bonke bazoba uma bashimayela bagibela phezulu kwezitulo hallelujah hallelujah you are blessed lapha ibandla umfundiswa khona is a teacher of the word 95% yabantu abakufuma lapho are teachers of the word because banela lokhu ubaba nalapha umelusi wakhona uthanda umkhuleko banela ukwenza umkhuleko kwabantu but now ngina bantu ngibabukile bokuthi ngiyamazi uri ubabakhe wasemaphutu mhlawu
hey hlelo kathi
ubaba lo ngimazi nalathu ka khona manje sewusuke ayo mtana ka apostle mpena le but uma sewubuke ukukompare impilo ya apostle mfena nalo athi nobabakhe nalo athi ubabakhe lona asikhomba yena athi apostle mfena ubabami kahle kahle azihambelani azimesha uyimeshisa kanjani how do you justify into ufana nalelani inke ngafanele omunye mfundisi mina ngambuda ngathi if umfundisi lo udume kakhulu la then unalabo sosi laba la abakhona abaloko bamnikeza ama 10,000 ingaba akayiboni lento bayenza yini or blind lela ama 10,000 uma yenza imbuselela ngoba i one call ayenzayo ukuthi ayoshumayela akahambi ngaphansi kwe 10,000 and ngomthandela abamfana ngoba uma aphumile kuyogcwala esitendeni ngendlela exakayo ngoba wazi ingabakaboni yini into abayenzayo or uba blinded ngale 10000 la emuva yini inkinga.
Ngiyakuzwa makamo, ngiyakuzwa.
And manje le nto isuka ilimaza kakhulu ukuthi kahle kahle ngifuye impungushe la.
Ngiyakuzwa makamo. I hear you. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.